This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You click buy on your phone or your tablet or your device of choice. Whatever you bought shows up at your doorstep a day or two later, and you go on about your business without really much of a thought for what had happened in between the click and the delivery. But in some places, what happens in between is kind of everything. Places where transportation and warehousing are the biggest employers. Often, they are the most controversial industries in town. Marketplace's Justin Ho went to Rancho Cucamonga in the Inland Empire of Southern California to have a look at what's happened since the logistics business took over out there.
On the south side of Rancho Cucamonga, there's a one-mile stretch of Hermosa Avenue, lined with almost nothing but warehouses and distribution centers on either side of the street, and constant truck traffic.
One is just leaving a warehouse, and then another has been sitting here for, what, an hour and a half or so, in the middle of the median, just idling.
That's Susan Phillips. She's the director of the Robert Redford Conservancy for Southern California Sustainability at Pitzer College. It's been keeping track of truck traffic in the region, between Rancho Cucamonga and its neighboring city, Ontario.
It's significant. 96,000 truck trips a day, I think. That cumulative effect is part of what we're interested in tracking.
Those trucks spew out greenhouse gases and particulate matter. And just a block away, the cluster of warehouses gives way to a residential neighborhood.
And so you have this pattern of, you know, kids that maybe grow up with asthma. They've been breathing this air their whole lives. They got trucks running up and down the street near where their school is.
Warehouses first started popping up in the Inland Empire in the 70s and 80s. Julianne Emmons Allison, a professor at UC Riverside who studies the warehousing industry, says back then they were all about storing goods that came through the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
If you're in Boston and you buy something that comes into the port in Los Angeles, it has to come through this area and use all these warehouses and facilities and logistics.
Today's warehouses are doing a lot more than just storing stuff. Thanks to the growth of online shopping, especially in the last decade, pallets of goods have to be broken down and sorted, and then repackaged so that they can be shipped out. Allison says, as a result, warehouses have gotten a lot bigger.
Because you needed to have these facilities that did a lot of different things and could respond to people like quickly. I want a stapler and a pillow and a book, and I want it now.
The number of warehouses in the Inland Empire has roughly doubled every decade since the 80s, according to data from Pitzer College. And now, the industry employs over 250,000 people in the region.
From moving those goods to processing those goods and to fulfilling those orders. And so, you know, it's a real backbone for the economy throughout Southern California.
That's John Switalski, executive director of the Rebuild SoCal Partnership, a group that advocates for infrastructure investment. He says the logistics industry's growth has created more than just warehousing jobs.
You now start to bring in corporate headquarters. You bring in different types of companies that want to service this industry. And so when you cluster that, there becomes exponential benefit.
The boom in online shopping that happened during the pandemic helped turn transportation and warehousing into the Inland Empire's biggest employer. Manfred Kyle, chief economist at the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, says the jobs the industry offers align with the skills of the region's workers.
The labor force does not have very high education levels, and therefore, perhaps, it suits them very much to work in the logistics industry.
But it isn't likely to make them rich. Per capita income in the region puts it in the bottom quarter of metropolitan areas in the U.S. Kyle says that's because the transportation and warehousing industry just doesn't pay as much as some others.
As much as it has done for employment, it has done very little to average income.
A spokesperson for Amazon, which operates several warehouses in the area and is a marketplace underwriter, said the company is proud of its competitive pay and comprehensive benefits. But the jobs the industry has created in the region might not last, says Johannes Munoz, a professor at the University of Redlands. He's been researching how many of the region's jobs could be automated with today's technology. The answer? Almost two-thirds.
And so we are the fourth most vulnerable metro in the nation and the most vulnerable metro in California.
Munoz says that doesn't mean it makes economic sense for employers to replace workers with robots right now. But as automation gets cheaper, that could change. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.